My account of those times, as well as the story of how a kid who was born in Grand Rapids, Michigan, migrated to Hollywood and found more than he could handle at the end of the rainbow. This is my story, scar tissue and all. Chapter 1. Me, I'm from Michigan. I've been shooting coke for 3 days straight with my Mexican drug dealer, Mario, when I remembered the Arizona show. By then, my band, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, had one album out, and we were about to go to Michigan to record our second album. But first, Lindy, our manager, had booked us a gig in a steakhouse disco in Arizona. The promoter was a fan of ours, and he was going to pay us more than we were worth, and we all needed the money, so we agreed to play. Except I was a wreck. I usually was whenever I went downtown and hooked up with Mario. Mario was an amazing character. He was a slender, wiry, and wily Mexican who looked like a slightly larger, stronger version of Gandhi. He wore big glasses, so he didn't look vicious or imposing, but whenever we shot coke or heroin, he'd make his confessions. I had to hurt somebody. I'm an enforcer for the Mexican mafia. I get these calls and don't even want to know the details. I just do my job, put the person out of commission, and get paid. You never knew if anything he said was true. Mario lived in an old 8-story brick tenement downtown, sharing his squalid apartment with his ancient mother, who would sit in the corner of this itty-bitty living room, silently watching Mexican soap operas. Every now and then, there